Northwest billionaires are known by their last names: Gates, Weyerhaeuser, and Bezos. Well, east of the Cascades, one first name means a lot too. Frank, as in Frank Tiggs. You've likely eaten something he's grown or processed. Pringle chips, fast food French fries, and even frozen fruit in Jamba at-home smoothies. He died recently. Correspondent Anna King has this remembrance of an ag titan.
I'm in Keith Tiggs' crisp white Silverado pickup. He's the eldest son of the late business powerhouse, Frank Tiggs. This is a 10,000-acre farm.
This farm's so big, I'm having to look at the map. Forget exactly where we're at.
Frank built a farming and business empire, but he died in early February. Toward the edge of a circle, a 17-foot-wide planter plugs Clearwater variety seed potatoes into the ground. It looks like Dune.
I don't know, I've always typically heard that we're typically in the top 5 potato growers in the U.S., so...
Keith says they farm about 140,000 acres total over Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Put all together, the Tiggs farm an area larger than 2 Seattles.
Idaho, Idaho.
Frank was born in 1957 and raised in Melba, Idaho. He moved to Pasco. From beans, literally, growing them, he kept building his empire. Now it's more than 30 major businesses. Frank collected more than 100 classic cars. Out back of the low-key corporate office, Keith pops a door.
Wow, they're so pretty. They're like shiny Skittles or something.
Let's see, this is a Dodge Demon. This is a Pontiac GTO. This is a Shelby Don Perdomo Super Snake, kind of a rare one-off car. This is a...
Frank was also known to be sometimes gruff. He was in several high-profile lawsuits, and his razor mind was well-known.
I was actually riding with Frank one morning in his pickup.
This is Dale Latham, a leader in the potato industry in Washington and Oregon.
He got a call from his fertilizer field man, and he told the field man, he says, we need to go over what we're going to put on each field. And he rattled off circle numbers and what the soil samples came back, how much pounds of every nutrient he wanted on each field. And he did that on probably 20 to 30 fields without ever looking at a piece of paper while he was driving. It was just in his mind.
Frank was also famous for his handshake deals.
He never liked having anything in writing because he just felt if you couldn't handshake on it and your word wasn't your word, then what good's pen and paper, right?
Frank was paralyzed in a bad car wreck, but lived another 10 years. He died at 66. His son is now at the helm.
I was taught by the best, my father.
Outside of Burbank, I'm Anna King.